Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. That's Strauss, StraussNaturals.com. And now here's your host, Fred Penny.
Well, wonderful, beautiful day in the West Coast. A little bit of rain. We really like the weather out here, don't we? It is gorgeous. Denise Dirks, myself, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter, are enjoying ourselves. Thank you for joining us. We love having our stations. We have so many new stations. I'm excited about all of them. Can't even mention them all, but thank you for those of you who are joining us. If, by chance, your station carries us only 2 hours or 1 hour, we are a three-hour live, 9 to noon Pacific time radio show, and if they're just carrying us a couple hours, go ahead and go to RadioLawTalk.com, or if you're hearing us later on a podcast or something like that, RadioLawTalk.com, you can listen live. Now, it's kind of weird. We don't understand technology, but most, you know, iPhones or whatever, you can listen to our live radio, but for some reason, like, just, I don't know, some people had some problems on their phones. It's definitely on your iPad, your standalone, you know,
your PC
yeah, whatever.
Yeah, there was one large company out there that provided what's called a flash player that was used by everything, and they discontinued that service. And that created a hiccup until phones and folks went to other services so that they could play this, and now it's up and running.
Yeah, no, most of you can get it live, but we really appreciate you coming on board. And those of you who want to research something, let's say, for example, a topic that you want to research, believe it or not, the computer gurus that run our website, you can search that topic name, and it'll take you to the date and the time of the actual show where we talked about it. So jump on RadioLawTalk.com and just listen to some fun times. And we have some fun shows. And we're going to talk about today, Gorilla Glue lawsuit. We got to talk about the Zoom cat lawyer issue. you know, and we're going to talk about some insight how the three of us have dealt with Zoom and how it's changing the court systems. In fact, I wrote an article, I haven't told you guys, about how this has changed the system. And I'm going to give you a little tidbit on this article that's going to be coming out probably within the next week or so, concerning how Zoom has changed the lawyer's billing cycle and helped businesses financially. In other words, businesses now, it's going to be cheaper to hire a lawyer because of Zoom. And I'm going to go over and tell you why.
I actually have a hard copy of that article. I just want to read the first line of it to
ahead.
You.
Yes.
First line says, before I start, let me just say that my co-host, Todd Kunin, is an idiot. What?
Who wrote that?
Who wrote that?
That was last week's article.
Last week's article.
Do you
pay to
use Zoom? I've only used it
I do. It's free to people if they keep it 45 minutes and under.
Right.
And less than 10 people, I think, is what it is. But if you do more than that, then you do have to pay.
So like a school, they have to pay. So Zoom is making bank right now is the bottom line. Right?
Not really. Schools aren't using Zoom as much. They're
Google.
Using
Facebook. You got Google. Not Facebook. I mean YouTube. You can go to YouTube.
But most of the learning tools in schools are on a whole Google Classroom thing. I mean,
they're Google. Yeah. They're Google. Yeah. And then the healthcare providers are using Microsoft Teams. And there's lots of different formats.
I'll tell you, when the pandemic started, though, Zoom stock price had to be going up because,
right?
I mean, that was the only game that people were using it, and it was there.
Right.
And the reason schools got away from it is because then you started having kids that would, in the middle of a class, because the teacher didn't know how to set up the appropriate restrictions and controls, they're sharing their screen of inappropriate videos or making sounds or saying things, and the teacher can't track it down to who it is. And everybody claimed, oh, Zoom, it's so hackable. And Zoom's like, if you look at the instructions for how to set it up, you can prevent all of that. So,
but right. Zoom, so it's become a verb. I'm going to Zoom you on that. Yeah.
It's like fax.
Yeah. It's like Xerox.
Yes.
Yeah.
So good for them.
So right. Good for them. And we're going to talk a little bit about Robin Hood, Kobe Bryant case, Anheuser-Busch, Seltzer lawsuit, Bruce Springsteen. We've got to bring up Bruce Springsteen, the boss, and his DWI. that's interesting. Todd's going to come from a – he's going to lay out an interesting – he's a former prosecutor for DA's office out of Tennessee and California, and now has his own criminal law practice. And then we're going to talk about Meghan Markle. Denise is on that, and that's an interesting one we're going to discuss. But before we do all that, we come here for one reason, and you can call in at 855-LAW-RADIO and play this game with us. You don't have to be on the air. You can just tell Cal what you think of case or no case.
You can tweet.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right. Mr. Kakina was irritated and he had been drinking. He went outside of the establishment and came upon a vehicle that also irritated him, which he promptly kicked on the door and just dented it all to heck. The driver tried to stop him. Kakina hurt him with a robust cut to the head, and a third party intervened and said, "Hey, sir, what are you doing?" And Kakina punched that third party in the mouth. Afterwards, he said, "I can't be charged with anything because it's a known fact. Everyone reacts differently to alcohol." So when the police tried to write him a ticket, he said, "Wait a minute, I'm going to go talk to an attorney, and I ask you, Fred Penny, it's your turn, case or no case?"
This is an easy one.
I know. I give you a layup sometimes.
Yeah,
you know,
sometimes this is a layup. This is the answer. This is a true scenario, but not a real case. But let me tell you right there, no, you cannot use alcohol as a defense, and you're going to be found liable. But I just don't see. This is, Cal just said, you know, while you're sitting on your toilet thinking about what to do with. case or no case. Let's talk.
What are you saying, Fred?
I do it in my library, Fred. Come on.
His library's his bathroom. At the studio that he works,
I've been to that studio,
and I'm sitting in the bathroom, and there's all these books lined up around the bathroom. I'm like, this is where he does it.
I can multitask. Okay, so Fred said, no case. Scenario, no case.
That's
Mr.
Exactly
Kuhn,
right.
What do you think about Mr. Kakina?
Well, I will say that whether it's a case or no case depends on who a plaintiff or defendant is. I would say that it is a case in the terms of the people versus Mr. Kakina as a defendant. Yes, you can absolutely be charged even though you're drunk. Now, what can you be charged with? I mean, public intoxication, the definition there is typically in most jurisdictions that you are so intoxicated that you pose a danger to yourself or others. And if he's saying, "I was so drunk I couldn't help myself and so I beat up three people," well, then you're admitting your guilt. Right? So there's definitely a case against him. He may have a defense if he's charged with assault, depending on whether or not he assaulted somebody with the specific intent to hurt them, and they may have an argument that he couldn't formulate the specific intent because of his level of intoxication. But you asked if Kakina had a case against anybody after talking to his attorney. So no, Kakina doesn't have a case. So I'm going to say that this is a case. But it's a case because he can be prosecuted. He does not have a defense because of his intoxication. Okay. He can be prosecuted.
Even though alcohol affects different people different ways.
That's right.
Doesn't matter.
He can still be prosecuted for a crime, the least of which would be public intoxication.
Okay, that's fair enough. Denise Dirks, what say you, case or no case?
Well,
I know you hate to agree with Todd, but I can see that you do.
Well, maybe. I mean, I liked the idea that he brought up the issue of mens rea, where if you're drunk, perhaps you cannot formulate the necessary intent to establish a criminal case.
Denise, I believe it's called person's rea at this point, but just go on.
Yes. Dude's rea. Oh, wait.
Okay.
Men's rea.
And you're going to make me have to wait till after this?
I was throwing you a softball to give you delay time. Keep going.
We have 30 seconds.
30 seconds. I am this, that he could have a case against the alcohol provider if it's a dram
seconds.
Shop state. We don't know what kind of state it is.
Hey, what's your answer?
Hawaii. Oh.
What's your answer?
My answer is...
That's easy. Case. It's case.
It's a case, and he loses.
All right, we'll be back.
That didn't take long. We'll be back with the answer to case or no case after this.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's...
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Buddy, and they may have that establishment may have liability for over-serving somebody, and if they cause injury to themselves or to others.
Hmm. Oh, with all that, Cal, well, good luck. I know it sounds like I'm a loser because you said Hawaii, so I mean, you tipped it off.
There's 50 states. You could have just pulled it out of a hat.
Mr. Kakina's lawyer told the judge that his client had no need for alcohol treatment because he was working on a holistic medicine regime by himself. And the judge said, yeah, you do. And the lawyer said, well, as long as he stays away from alcohol, he's fine. And the judge said, well, he didn't do that now, did he? Right? So the public defender proposed his client pay restitution to the victim, $1,400. Oh, and by the way, the third person he punched was a cop.
Oh.
So he had criminal liability, he had civil liability, he got it all, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is a rather poor version of...
So do we both win?
I lose, and what about the two of you
guys? Yeah, because he said civil, or criminal, okay. I said civil.
I said criminal liability and...
Half point.
Yeah, let's
half
give point one
criminal,
point.
Half point civil. Okay, you both get 2 points. Okay.
Oh,
yeah, I like that.
Press up on you by 11
you're
points.
You're so
and
nice, Cal.
Now, I'm a nice man. I know.
What are you going to do next? Tell me what you're going to do and how you're going to rule next.
How a YouTuber got in trouble with somebody who gave him a $50,000 pickup truck, and he decided to destroy it on camera. What happened there?
Ooh.
He thought that would be a fun thing to do on YouTube.
You're saying YouTubers and TikTokers are going to do things like that? Come on, Cal.
Well, anything to get attention.
You know? Exactly. All I'm going to say is I used to say, boy, I wish they had YouTube when I was a kid.
No, you
and,
wish
and
you
I'm
didn't.
Sitting, and I'm sitting there. Now I'm saying, no, because if they had YouTube when I was a kid and remember what I was like as a kid, I would not be living any of that crap down. It's best. There's no video evidence of what I was like as a kid.
And you know what's interesting? People don't realize that with videos now and putting stuff on the internet, it's like almost you can't get rid of it. I mean, it's just difficult to take something down. Oh, no, I took it down. Well, yeah, maybe.
Historically, that has always been the issue with technology, is the novelty of it does not allow people to understand the risks. Like, take the car, the automobile. Everybody loved it. And then, you know, people started dying because you get hit. Now we got to get in and regulate and realize how dangerous it can be. Same thing with television. Same thing with radio. Same thing with the internet. It's like the novelty of it really gets you in trouble before you realize how it can be used against you. And then it's too late.
See, it was easy in the old days when I did it, just the 9mm. Or you just threw the tape away.
That's true. Yeah, you could do that.
Uh-huh. And you guys don't miss MySpace at all?
My what?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Yeah, it's like, what?
The rule is the first one to invent it is not necessarily the person that makes it.
The benefits from it, yeah. And in my case, we just buried the witnesses, Denise.
That was. I still remember. I kind of jumped on that a little bit. And this is the trend. And I'm one of those, believe it or not, I was in a kind of a seminar thing on this platform, and I was on the stage, and I talked about, and a lot of them are younger people. Remember when Twitter first came out and LinkedIn? I was one of the first ones on that platform. I'm telling you, I really was. And I grabbed California law, and I grabbed all these really cool things, and I kind of saw it coming. But as I say, ready, aim, fire, and I was aiming so much, and I was practicing law so busy, I didn't do anything with my Twitter accounts. And I've got, like, all these great names on Twitter, but I never did anything. But I did it at the very beginning, and LinkedIn, too.
The LinkedIn, I just got a notice yesterday congratulating me on my 4 years of co-hosting Radio Law Talk.
Me too.
Did they really?
Yes.
Oh.
That was
they
yesterday.
They sent me a survey on my fourth year, and they said, and I said, to me, this is like Facebook with a tie. Okay.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I got a notice from LinkedIn the other day saying, have you graduated from law school yet? Because if you have, can you please update your profile?
You better go update that. So the Texas lawyer, okay, everybody's seen it. We don't have to go through this. It's funny. He's on his... apparently secretary's computer using it, and what you do is you call in and you Zoom court. Usually there's a hearing or a settlement conference or a status conference with the judge, and usually there's other lawyers on it, and there's a picture of a cat, and the cat is talking, and it's the lawyer talking. And the thing is, you don't know, by the way, even my wife, who doesn't laugh that much at funny stuff like that, she was dying laughing. But he's like, you know, Your Honor, I'm not a cat. The best part I love is... I'm ready to proceed and go forward, you know? The judge is like, look, you gotta change that. Let me tell you how to change it. But here's the thing, and that's all funny and good, and if you haven't seen it, you've been living under a rock. But
yes.
But here's the deal. We have to deal with that at times, and now with Zoom and other platforms, like you say, it has changed dramatically. Number one, and I teed this up at the beginning of the hour, and I'm writing this article on this, and I'll throw in a little bit of tidbit on it. How is it you think it's changed dramatically the corporate or business or people who hire lawyers? And this is how it's changed. Here's an example. We have a case going on, and I won't bring in details. this is no exaggeration. I think it's 59 experts in this case. 59, maybe 60. There's so many experts, and we were able to knock out these expert depositions quickly and efficiently on Zoom. Now, experts, when you hire an expert in a case, and obviously this is a personal injury case, you know, you're hiring experts in Colorado, in Maryland, in Texas. I mean, you don't just hire all one that's in your neighborhood, because a lot of them are, you know, people, you know, accident reconstructionists, you know, there's all types of experts that we hire. And what normally happens is one of two things. Either the experts fly to the deposition area, or all the lawyers have to fly to where the expert is. And let's say, for example, an expert's in Oregon, and everybody's got to fly. And there's 9-10 lawyers involved. And those lawyers are flying to Oregon. It's an all-day deposition. They're probably staying the night. They're, you know, and in their flight time. Now, us as personal injury lawyers, it doesn't affect our clients, because we don't charge by the hour, only maybe the trip or the hotel. See what I'm saying? But what happens is these defense lawyers, not all, but the majority of them, they charge by the hour, even if they're sitting in the airport. Now, they sit there on Zoom in their living room, and so they're just charging the Zoom time and a little preparation, and the corporations or the businesses or the insurance companies are no longer having to pay flight time, time down, their hotels, their flights, and it's going to save a lot of money for businesses, insurance companies, and people who hire lawyers. So,
and even plaintiffs who get a judgment because they won't be reduced by so much of the cost.
That's exactly
involved.
Right.
So it's even going to help.
Yes,
your
it's going to help that way. That's a good idea. We'll be back after this, and we're going to continue to talk a little more about Zoom, and then we're going to get into the Gorilla Glue case.
You won't want to miss the Gorilla Glue case on Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up, right here, right now. Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds at the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car. Watch 100 feet of cloth washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Sauber, Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Get on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road, come visit the duck at the
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash. Quack,
quack. Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump has taken an unexpected turn. They voted to consider witness testimony. That followed a request from the lead impeachment manager, Jamie Raskin. He said they want to hear from a Republican member of Congress.
We would like the opportunity to subpoena Congresswoman Herrera regarding her communications with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, and to subpoena her contemporaneous notes that she made regarding what President Trump told Kevin McCarthy in the middle of the insurrection.
That would be Republican Congresswoman Jamie Herrera Butler from Washington, who voted to impeach Trump. The former president's lawyer, Michael Vanderveen, said,
I'm going to need at least over 100 depositions, not just one.
This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk.
So the Texas lawyer in Zooming Court, an interesting thing during the break, Todd, you said you one thing that you thought was kind of ironic was what?
Well, just the important tip here, which is if you have a child that uses your computer, this might happen if you're doing a lot of work from home, but if you have a child that uses your computer, you before you get onto any virtual chat or a Zoom court appearance or anything, make sure that you check the Zoom video operations to be sure that the filters are off. Now, my personal recommendation is that in the era of Zoom, and you know this is only going to continue, I think it would be a good idea for any practicing lawyer to have a dedicated computer that is only used for Zoom, and use it. Because the embarrassment, not only for something like this, where there's a filter that makes you look whatever, but what if somebody hops on your computer and they go to do a Zoom chat with somebody else and it's personal, they change your username, and then you get back on and you log in with the court, and you don't realize your dang username has been changed, and now, you know, it's like Sporty Guy 72 here. You know, who is that? Sorry, Todd Kunin appearing. Let me just change my username here on Zoom.
And there's another piece of advice. Unless you have specific permission from the court, do not record your Zoom appearances. But can I say something? Some jurisdictions automatically record those appearances and post them to YouTube. So this is where that may have come from, was that it got posted to YouTube. By the end of the day, it's supposed to be deleted, but somebody must have picked it up.
Now, usually when you're Zooming into the court is the one that is hosting the Zoom call.
Right?
And the way Zoom is supposed to work, if you have everything set up, is Christ is the one and the only one that can give permission to others to record. And if you haven't specifically been given permission, you can't record it in the Zoom. I mean, I suppose you could hold up a phone and try to record it.
You can record on your computer, I thought.
Mm-hmm. You can
if you've been given permission. Usually the host...
Or if you have not been denied permission.
What the host should do when they get in is hit the denial so that people can't get in without a password. Nobody can record without specific permission from the host. And, you know, I think people are still trying to figure this out.
Are these just ad hoc rules that the courts make up as they go? Or is any of this covered in the legislature?
No, it's they're laws. There are laws. Yeah. It's a felony.
There's a Zoom law?
A felony to record a court proceeding without permission from the judge. It is a felony
right. In
the state of California.
Yeah,
I don't know other states, but I would assume it's going to be very similar. Recordings could be manipulated.
Unless you're a cat, then you don't have to.
Yeah. Okay.
See, because you're not liable, you're a cat.
What I haven't heard, Cal, you raise an interesting...
Let's beat this up.
Sure.
Beat it to death. Come on, guys.
What I haven't heard is, you know, one jurisdiction that I appear in, because courtrooms have to be open to the public.
Right.
So because they have to be open to the public, what the court does is they just broadcast on YouTube when court's in session. And they have this thing saying, you cannot record this because the rule prohibiting recording applies to this even though it's in public. What I have not heard is anybody that has recorded it and challenged whether or not the court can extend that jurisdiction. Because if that were the case, then if there is a proceeding that a specific news outlet, for example, has the right to record, are people in violation if they're recording that to TiVo at home watching it on the news? How far does that extend? I haven't heard it being challenged. If it does, I'll be curious to see how that works out. But right now they're interpreting as a prohibition.
What does that have to do with Gorilla Glue in the hair?
Absolutely nothing.
There are laws.
That is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. I mean,
this is important, though. People don't realize this. I know it's dumb and it's weird, but here's the weird plaintiff's lawyer saying to you, there are rules and warnings labels that have to, you know, that are on products that need to be, followed. And the question is, did Gorilla Glue follow the proper or place the proper warnings to warn people of things? Believe it or not, there's warnings of stupid things put on products, but they have a warning on Gorilla Glue spray. And by the way, I'm not trying to pitch Gorilla Glue. I'm going to go buy this spray.
That's
I didn't know.
Stuff, man.
I use Gorilla Glue, but I didn't know that they had a spray. I'm buying it, man. They just made a sale because of us at Radio Law Talk. But here's the deal. It warns against do not use it on your skin, eyes, but it doesn't mention the hair. And a lady by the name of Teresa Brown in Louisiana ran out of hairspray and grabbed the Gorilla Glue and sprayed her hair, thinking, okay, it'll stick, and it stayed in there for not just a
her
a
hair
month.
Held. Her hair was in place.
Yeah, it was in place for quite some time.
It still is.
Still is in place.
And so finally she went to the hospital because she couldn't get it out, and they're trying to use all these, you know, different things
alcohol,
to get it out, alcohol,
yeah.
Whatever.
They used what was recommended by Gorilla Glue itself to get it out.
Well, TMZ says this is according to TMZ. Now, I don't know that she's actually hired a lawyer to review to see whether or not they want to sue Gorilla Glue for not having the proper warnings on there not to use it on your hair.
Can Gorilla Glue sue someone who misuses their product for just not thinking something through? I mean, for example, on every product after the warnings, there should be something that said, please use common sense if you have it, or ask yourself the question, if I misuse this product, what could go wrong?
Have you ever heard of Bill Engvall? Comedian,
yes, of
Bill.
Course, yeah.
This reminds me of the bit where he says, warning label on Preparation H, do not take orally, because I would love to see that letter. Dear Preparation H, I've been using your product for 3 weeks now. My hemorrhoids still ain't gone away. My mouth sure is small. I can't sit down, but I sure can whistle.
You
know? Oh, that's great.
You know, instructions on hair dryer. Do not use while in the shower. Is this a problem?
Yeah.
Okay, does this happen?
I mean, this poor lady had hair that she wore very close to her scalp. And so it looks more or less like a helmet hair.
Right.
And so when you look at her hair, it is stuck right down to her scalp. I mean, so her skin and hair are basically married by this fantastic Gorilla Glue product that Fred and I need to go buy some
of. Yes.
But it, I mean,
what are you
going to
use it for?
I don't know. I use Gorilla Glue for everything. I'm going to spray, well, I don't have hair, so I don't mind. Maybe I'll just put it on my head and just rub it around.
Well, you know, the one thing that I have, the question I have about this product is, if the glue, when it was on her head, if that didn't cause burning, if the application of it did not hurt her physically, and it only hurts when the product is removed, well, then the product is working as advertised. It is a spray-on adhesive. You know, it's not like you took something and it burned you, your use of it, you know, burned your hands or just something like that. Look, you took an adhesive, you looked at it, you saw that it was spray-on adhesive. I mean, the title of it is called glue.
Hello.
You put it on your head, and guess what? It stuck.
Maybe it was late at night.
It also tells me that this person or someone that she knows has used another glue product in lieu of a hair preparation at some other time.
I don't know.
I think she just replaced her hairspray. She didn't have any hairspray, so she picked this up. And it was a spray. I mean, it was a spray.
Oh,
and it was Gorilla, so gorillas have hair.
She could call in at 855 Law Radio and tell us what she did. I don't know.
Love to get the answer.
Well, and I will say this. I mean, she put the Gorilla Glue on her head and made a YouTube video doing it. So she was saying, hey, look at this great thing I'm going to use. So she was promoting the fact that she was using Gorilla Glue.
Well, and TikTok, I think it got 21 million views or something like that.
Yeah.
Or some outrageous amount. Well, she's TikTok famous now, so maybe it worked. The guy doing the cranberry juice, now you spray Gorilla Glue in your hair and you're now famous. So I don't know.
It's amazing what some folk will. And I asked the question when I saw it. Is this one of those TikTok stunts that people do for attention? Because when I said
anything for
attention earlier in the show, I wasn't kidding. That's the only problem with YouTube and TikTok. Anything for attention.
That's what's scary. Yeah. National Transportation Safety Board just came out with a ruling on the Kobe Bryant helicopter case. And this is interesting, and I do this. I read NTSB reports, and I wait. NTSB reports take forever. I mean, they take a long time to investigate them. And this, everyone's like, well, finally, it's funny because I've read a number of different articles, and a lot of them hint, well, it finally took too long. That when the accident, this has been, 2 months? When was the accident? I can't remember. Is it December? Or,
I think it was January of last year.
January of 2020.
January 2020.
Okay, so it took a year. That's about right. It takes about a year to get those NTSB reports out. But anyway, we're going to talk about it, and I have a few little insights about it and about pilots and what happened here. But the most important thing that I'm going to bring up an insight about is who they sued. Very interesting as to who they sued. And I'm going to come back, talk about it, and why it's relevant. It's a sad, sad thing. We'll be back.
Thanks, Fred. Also, why everybody's name gets sullied a little bit in a case like this, even if maybe they've done nothing wrong. It would seem that's a possibility.
Right.
Maybe you can talk about that as well. So Radio Law Talk will continue right here on this radio station and online on RadioLawTalk.com in about 4 minutes. So stay tuned. We'll be back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. Oh, that's down.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
So what they're finding out in the Kobe Bryant accident case, don't forget there was, I believe, 8 people on board that perished tragically. But everyone's like, oh, there's going to be lawsuits flying. There's not enough money in this. You know, usually they'll carry 25 to... yeah, maybe to $50 million, and that sounds like a lot of money, which it is. But when you have 8 people that passed away, and the value of Kobe's, I hate to look at it this way, but you do get what's called special damages, which are the family will get the loss of damages of what Kobe would have made over his lifetime, which is huge amount of money, and $50 million would never cover it.
Almost as much as Larry King.
Yeah, almost as much as Larry King. And then what they've done is they've sued not just the Island Express helicopters and everybody else, but they sued the FAA. Let me see who they sued. I can't remember if it was FAA or basically they sued the government. But saying, I'm trying to find where I noted this down. They sued the FAA air traffic controllers.
Yes, the air traffic
controllers. Saying that the crash was caused by a series of erroneous acts or omissions by them. And look, there's the open deep pocket that they're going to have to go after. And again, I'm not saying they're just going after them because they're a deep pocket, but they're going to try to find some liability there.
But
also,
realistically, Fred, I mean, that's a strategy, is it not?
It's
to sit down at the table and say, who has the money here?
Well,
you know.
here's the thing. Good question, Cal. I hate to interrupt you on this, but it is true. It is, you have to find, you know, damages, but it's who's at fault. And there are times the government's at fault, but the government has a lot of protections. Believe it or not, people don't realize that there's government codes in different states and federal that protect the government and the taxpayer dollar, and it's more difficult. It doesn't mean you can't sue them, but a lot of times it's a more difficult than a private party. And so they're going to bring this in, but it's so shocking, though, and sometimes people's emotions get involved. They might be thrown.
What kind of liability insurance must an air traffic controller as an individual have to carry?
They don't.
They're not individually liable.
Yeah, so they carry, they're what's called self-insured. I mean, answer is, I don't know. I haven't sued the FAA, but I doubt they're insured, and they're probably self-insured because the government's got plenty of money.
So the lawsuits here, what happened is, so companies were sued, obviously, the helicopter company stuff. Now, they have filed a countersuit, and that's where they have named two air traffic controllers.
Oh, gotcha.
So their countersuit is against two FAA air traffic controllers, saying that the crash was caused by a series of erroneous acts or omissions, specifically that the air traffic controllers failed to report the loss of radar contact and radar communication with the flight, which is inconsistent with their procedures. So, you know, that may have happened, and you get to the issue of causation, but that's the countersuit that's coming back.
I haven't looked at their specific complaints and allegations.
Yeah.
The plaintiff's lawyers will also bring them in, too. Once
right.
that happens,
sure.
A lot of times they'll, sure, we'll bring you in also.
You know, this reminds me a little bit, because of the pilot situation, it reminds me a little bit of JFK Jr., because
yes.
he was also flying and got disoriented. He was in an airplane, however, but he got disoriented,
it
and he thought what was
thing.
Up,
yeah, that's good,
and
right,
he went
right.
down instead of going up, and that's what they say that this pilot had done. He got into a cloud, and he became disoriented because he had no visual clues. And but for the fact that he did not turn on the autopilot, that they believed he was the one that was at error, or at least big part of the error.
Well, not only that, they said he was instrument rated but not proficient in it. In other words, you get instrument rated. I'm telling you, and again, at times I fly private, and I know the pilots that fly me, and the amount of technology nowadays, very difficult to crash a plane with technology.
It's either going to save you, or like in the MAX one, that big airplane that...
The Boeing MAX 37.
Thank you, or it's going to hurt you. I mean, it could
go either
way.
Well, if you want to talk about that, they should have... All they had to do was take off the autopilot.
But they didn't know it.
I know that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, if you're fighting it, take the autopilot off. Take back control. Not trying to say, but that's the allegations are, Boeing says, take the autopilot off and just fly the plane like you normally fly.
But Sikorsky didn't have it. The FAA didn't find any mechanical malfunction in the helicopter.
No, and not only that, it didn't have any black boxes and not required. And so what he could have done, too, the other option they said, and this is an NTSB report, is... Should have just landed the plane. He was right. He could have landed.
Why take off?
Yeah, why go up through all this soup? Just land right there and wait.
Because you've got a wealthy client that's looking at you, drumming his fingers.
We've got 30 minutes, guys. We have to be there in 30 minutes.
We're going to go there.
Well, we're not saying that happened. We've got to be careful. This is all allegations.
But you asked why it could be. Yeah,
well, no, but what I'm saying is in the NTSB, they mentioned it could have been, celebrities that push their... pilots to get him places. I don't know that. I can't see Kobe going, get there right now. I don't care what it is. I don't see Kobe saying that. But guess what? There's a number of times that has happened. And the pilots that I've flown with, let me tell you right now, you get a pilot and the famous king, the story of the king and the chariot driver. You heard that story where he wants the best chariot driver, and the chariot drivers drive him or fly him around the mountain, and one's on the edge and shows how good he is. He can tip it up, and the one guy that put it as close as he can to the inside of the mountain, as safe as possible, that's the one the king brought on as his chariot driver. Because you know what? You want a pilot that's going to go, I don't care who you are. I'm not flying in this stuff, yeah. And it's safe or not.
The best pilot says, I don't care how close I can cheat death. I'm not going to try.
Not going to do it.
I think that the evidence they'll probably look at, and this will probably come out in discovery in the investigation, is what time did they take off, mm-hmm. and how did that compare to what time they needed to be where they were going? Because they were supposed to be going to a basketball tournament. And if it looked like they were running late at the takeoff, then there may be an argument to that. I'm sure that the defense might be raising that issue, but by the same token, if they weren't running late, then okay, why would, if that were the case, if you're going to allege that, why would he be doing that? You guys were on time, you weren't running
late. Well, guess what their defense is? Their defense is it's an act of God, too. They can argue that was an act of God. It had nothing to do with their, you know, the airplane, the pilot. It was just an act of God.
And I'm sure the lateness, Todd, it's a great thought. I'm thinking to myself, I'm Kobe Bryant. When I arrive, it's a big deal. I'm in Los Angeles. I'm going to a tournament. If I can't go in a helicopter, I got to go in a car. I'm going to be stuck in traffic.
Yes,
I am
for a long
definitely
time.
Going to be late, right?
Yeah. And wasn't the coach and his family with them?
Yes. Oh yeah.
Like Cabelli.
So talk
yeah.
about
coach and the team.
The need
and,
to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you guys, though, you put it on autopilot, you'd be shocked. At, not shocked, but that those things will fly themselves. Though I mean, not almost, not completely. You'd be. It's amazing. I flew a private plane one time, not probably a year ago, to Oregon. 500-foot visibility. That pilot did not touch the yoke until about 200 feet off ground.
That's awesome.
Just grabbed it. That thing landed it. Just brought it right down. It. And that's the computers now will do that. And so I think that one of the biggest issues is he was trying to visually do it, visually fly. And you're going up into that soup, into that murky, you know, fog. You better be putting it on autopilot. All right, well, we'll move on. We're gonna follow the Kobe Bryant.
I just got one thing, sure. Fred. You mentioned when we started this that you like to read the NTSB reports. In your profession, you come across a lot of
No,
these
I don't
things.
Like in to, the right, but I do read
because
them.
He has them in his bathroom.
Because here's the thing. This is what I see, you know, in the Penny household when the kids were young or the grandkids are there. Grandpa, could you read me a story? Well, I got, but you know what? I can work and read you a story. This is about the evil accident reconstructionist who claims our client was at fault. Once upon a time.
That's right.
Puts him to sleep every time.
Oh, exactly, exactly.
I know him to fall asleep first. Grandpa.
Yeah.
Robin Hood, you know, I'm not a proficient type of investor.
Can we do this one after
this? Yes, we're going to do it after the break.
Let's do it after the break.
Let's set it up. So, but I'm not a kind of a proficient investor. But Robinhood apparently is now bringing investment to the people who don't know or the people that are average Joe, Jane, whatever.
The name of their company is indicative of their business model because Robinhood robbed from the rich and gave to the poor. And Robinhood is set up to allow those that aren't the wealthy to get to be able to play in the game as well, even though that might not have worked out too well a couple of weeks ago. And there's some tragedy.
They're being sued.
They are.
We're going to come back and talk about the family that's suing Robinhood. We'll be back.
So a lot of day traders with everybody staying home for COVID, too. That's another factor for Robinhood's well-being. So we'll talk about that and more coming up in 6 minutes or so on Radio Law Talk right here. So don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.